Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Jim Ostroff back on the show. Jim is one of the great editors over at the Kiplinger Editors. They're the folks who produced the Kiplinger Letter, which is a document, a publication I've been talking to you about with Jim and others at Kiplinger over the years. And it's a very important part of our week because we find out what's going on out there in the world, according to Kipling, which is a good thing to know. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and we're still punching away here.
There you go. I appreciate that. You got another great letter this week. One of the things on the first page there, Jim, is the fact that healthcare costs are going up, but that's not the news, because that's been going on for a long time. Tell us why it's going up.
Basically this, you know, like next year, employer costs will be up 7, maybe 8%, but a good portion of that is due to the new healthcare law and its mandates. Various things, such as the requirement that children be covered until age 26.
Wait a minute, Jim. Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Yes.
I was promised that my healthcare costs would go down. That's what this law was going to do. It was going to reduce my health care costs. Now you're telling me it's going to go up? Jim, say it ain't so. A politician would lie to me? I can't believe you're proposing that.
You must be misinformed. No, but actually, I mean, over here, that the potential savings are still about 5 years off. The key point there is that various buying services and exchanges will take effect about then. But I'll just say here, it's like everything. You know, you have people who promise the moon and the stars and say it's going to save you a lot of money. That may not be so.
Well, I'll tell you, this report that you're giving us now, Jim, doesn't surprise me at all. Anybody who heard any of the Washington political class, including the president, proposing this health care bill and being told all the wonderful things that was going to happen, I mean, nobody in their right mind believed any of that. And you guys are now reporting on the fact on why, because you can't believe them, because it's baloney. And now our costs are going up again, a lot of it because of these new regulations. Now I want to come back to what you were just saying about, and that is this coverage of children up to 26. Well, let me tell you something. If you got a 25-year-old person who's part of your family, they may be your child, but they're not children anymore. And that's a lot of coverage.
Well, generally,
to cover someone.
I mean, the Constitution permits people to vote in elections at age 18 and considers them an adult, and so do various courts.
Right.
But
here's one thing to point out, though, Jim. Extending the coverage to 26 is going to raise our taxes. Another thing I believe it's part of this law is this prior condition.
Pre-existing condition.
That's the word I'm trying to get. Pre-existing condition. That's going to raise our insurance costs too.
Well, and I should say on that, on many of these things, I believe it really was anticipated that it would increase, ultimately pressure to increase insurance rates, insurance premiums. The selling point was we'll do things down the road. You know, such as the exchanges that will increase competition and reduce premiums.
Do you know why it's taking so long to bring those exchanges online?
Well, they don't exist by and large.
Yeah.
And the thing is that mainly they will require a great deal of regulation, that is, to set up, creating very large bureaucracies to manage. And another thing, too, of course, on so many things across the board, Congress will mandate major changes, and it could be 4 or 5 or more years down the road. The idea is, you know, we don't need to think about that. We might not even be here.
Right. So. Well, and I'll tell you what, because of that bill, many of them won't be here.
And, well, we will see. You know, we will see in this election.
Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got a lot of other stuff to cover with our good friend Jim Ostroff. He's associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors. He and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
It's just a fall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.